In case you haven't heard yet, there is a 14-year-old boy running to be the next governor of Vermont. His name is Ethan Sonneborn, and he's well aware that his age makes him an unconventional candidate. But this young Democrat is convinced that once he has your curiosity, there's a good chance he'll be able to get your vote as well. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
It's a little after 5 in the evening at a public access television studio in Burlington, and 5 candidates vying for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination are getting ready for a primary debate that will be broadcast to thousands of households across Chittenden County.
We're going to start with you with the opening statements.
At first, the candidate sitting second from the left looks a little out of place. He's 14 after all, and even with the crisp blue suit he's got on, he looks his age. But then Ethan Sonneborn starts talking.
I'm Ethan Sonneborn. I'm running for governor of Vermont. I can sum up my campaign in a simple phrase. It's the job of government to make people's lives easier. And let me tell you how I think we do it.
And suddenly you realize Sonneborn might not look like your standard gubernatorial candidate, but he sure does sound like one. Sonneborn, who lives in Bristol with his mom and dad, talks about the need for greater access to health care, raising incomes for low-wage workers, and reforming the school funding system.
I think if education's your issue, I'm your candidate.
I catch up with Sonneborn after the debate ends, and he seems satisfied with his performance.
Sometimes it still feels surreal, though. You know, I mean, if you had told me a year ago that I was going to be in a place where I could influence the statewide narrative, I would have told you were crazy.
What a lot of people think is crazy is that a 14-year-old can legally run for governor in the first place.
I think we should probably take a look at that, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott, the person Sonneborn hopes to unseat in November. Scott says Sonneborn's candidacy has exposed a problem in terms of who can and cannot run for the state's highest elected office.
I think, practically speaking, you should at least be able to get your driver's license at the time you become governor.
Sonneborn, though, rejects that line of thought. He says Vermont was the 14th state, after all.
And if the governor thinks for a minute that the framers of the Vermont Constitution didn't read the constitutions of other states, which clearly laid out constitutional age requirements to hold statewide office, he's delusional.
Sonneborn says he thinks Scott's remarks stem from a more self-serving concern.
Phil Scott is running scared. I think he is politically messaging against a candidate who he thinks he might have a tough general election fight against.
Sonneborn is doing what many expert politicians have done before him, take his greatest liability, his age in this case, and turn it into a strength. Sonneborn says Vermonters are ready for a change candidate, and he says no one can lay claim to that mantle better than he can.
People are looking for a fresh vision. They're looking for change. And I think that's a vision I offer, and I think it's a message that resonates with people.
Sonneborn served as a page in the Vermont legislature earlier this year and says he spent the past year immersing himself in politics and policy to prepare himself for the gubernatorial run. So what do his classmates make of his campaign?
Well, some of them are working on my campaign, so they're overwhelmingly supportive.
Miles Burgess is one of those friends/campaign workers. He's the campaign manager, actually.
I understand the concerns about his age. I really do. It makes sense to me.
Burgess says he definitely couldn't serve as governor. He doesn't think most 14-year-olds could. But Ethan Sonneborn, he says, is just different.
He wants to help people. He honestly wants to help people. And he doesn't want to wait until he's older to help fix it. And so he's getting involved now.
To voters who are concerned about Sonneborn's youth, Burgess would ask them to survey Washington, D.C. and ask themselves whether age is really a useful bellwether for competence. Sonneborn himself goes a step further.
I think that I am uniquely qualified to be governor because of my age, not in spite of it.
Voters will decide on Tuesday whether the kid stays in the picture this election season. Win or lose, Sonneborn says public service is in his future. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.